adding it. That's called adding to God's word. Number strike one, that's all you should need, but I'm going to give you a lot more, okay?
Yeah, so wait, you said that, you said I started a new audio. You said number one point was, go ahead and say it again.
Number one point, you cannot open God's word and find it anywhere.
Amen.
And if you cannot open the Bible and find what you're doing, you should not be doing it. That is called adding to God's word. Strike one, that should be enough for anybody. We don't do what God didn't tell us to do.
Amen.
But I'm going to give you a bunch of points. First of all, they have youth pastors and youth leaders. The Bible very clearly says in 1 Timothy 3:6 that a pastor and an elder, a teacher, is not to be a novice. That is a commandment.
Explain to him what a novice is, brother.
A novice is somebody newer and younger in the faith who is not established with a good track record. You understand what a track record is, Alex?
Like a history record type of junk, right?
Yes. You need to have a history and a track record of being faithful and diligent and walking holy and blameless in sound doctrine. That is who is qualified to be a teacher, a pastor, and an elder. Somebody who's new in the faith, under 5 years, I'm going to say. Under 5 years, you're still a novice. Okay, I am technically still a novice, but I have godly oversight. Everything I do, all these articles, are passed through the filter of godly brethren and oversight, right? Because you need to have a track record of walking in holiness, truth, and obedience. Okay, that's strike one. Strike two. Three, they have an environment where bad company corrupts. Putting a bunch of young people together in a system that teaches you to look to other young people for approval and teaching is not biblical. You're supposed to look to elders and godly men for examples, not to people like yourself. We don't look to young people for examples. We look to holy older men, okay? And it also teaches that it's acceptable to try and water down and use fleshly and sinful things to try and make God and the things of God cool and easy to digest for young people. We never water down the truth of God. We lift people up and teach them God's truth. We never water it down and make it easier to digest because it's hard in the flesh. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. They allow and they promote conforming to the world, right? They create a system and environment where flesh and entertainment is like, okay, games and music and ping pong and pizza and whatever the flesh wants. They try and make it attractive and cool and good and pleasing to the flesh. And they do not teach you to be a biblical, holy disciple of Jesus Christ, sober-minded, grave, temperate, and disciplined and instructed in the faith. They basically teach you it's okay to just get together and hang out with a bunch of other kids your age and have fun. Churches, we go to have a good time. Okay? There's no sound biblical teaching or sound doctrine that don't take you deep in God's word. I mean, how long have you been in this youth group and in this church and they have not taken you even fundamentals of the Christian faith to teach you what the gospel is?
Would you hear that. Alex, would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't. They teach basically vague concepts about, you know, having a healthy friendship and a moral boundary and maybe some Bible study that doesn't go too deep, okay? This is foolish, right? So there's a bunch of warnings. There's just some bullet points about why they're unbiblical. There's a bunch of warnings against it.
Yeah, amen.
In the scripture. So that's just some bullet points to show you why it's not biblical and not a good place to be at.
Yeah, good job, Brother Zos. So young Alex, the goal of you... The goal for you is to grow up, right? You're a grown man, but to grow up into a godly man, right?
Yeah.
Like Brother Zelos was saying, who are you going to grow up into a godly man better, or I should say, how are you going to grow up into a godly man better? By hanging around with other older godly men or hanging around with a bunch of foolish youth that do a bunch of silly stuff. Which one's going to grow you up?
The grown men.
Yeah, you're not there to play games. You know, Brother Zelos has two little sons. His goal is not to raise them so that their children, when they're 10, 11, 12, his goal is to raise them up to be young, godly men. And how does he do that? He teaches them how to be godly by watching him and watching other brothers and by observing and listening. And you start really young. And yeah, it's youth groups in these churches are basically entertainment with a little bit of God sprinkled on. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is just another strike against them. So I hope we've built a good case for you to see that there isn't really much redeeming at the church you go to. And let me help you. Don't think you're going to go down the street and find one that is, because I've been doing this for 15 years. I don't know one in America that's fully biblical. You're not going to find it. Jesus warned us in the last days, there would be few. Paul said there'd be a great falling away. Here's what Paul says in the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy. You've probably heard this before. If you haven't, this will bless you. 2 Timothy 3. Know this also, that in the last days, starting with verse 1, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of them own selves. Think of your church system in this, Alex. And again, this will all be on audio. You can go back and listen to it. It'll be on the website. For men shall be lovers of them own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Alex, does that not sound like the modern churchianity system to you?
Yeah.
That's who they are. Paul warned us they would come in the last days. We are in those last days. And so if you want to grow up, you're a grown man, but if you want to grow up to be a man of God, you want to come out of that church system and you want to set your life in Bible study and holy obedient actions. And if God brings other saints in your life, which he has, that you can't find fault and sin with, walk with those people, study with those people, have your fellowship with those people, do the Lord's Supper with those people once you're, you know, fully biblical and committed to this, and that becomes your life. You don't need a church building. You don't need to be going on Sunday. We edify each other every single day.
Yeah.
We look after each other every single day. We gather multiple times a week. We do the Lord's Supper whenever we all feel led and inclined to do it, which is usually on average a couple times a week. We study together. We go out witnessing together. We live life together. That whole church system that they've invented, it's a man-made system that God never ordained.
Yeah.
Yeah. So without beating that dead horse, which we beat it pretty good, I hope you see that there's no way that you can go and be united to that singing and praying and thinking that you're pleasing or serving God doing that. You're not.
Yeah.
You're not. Does all that make sense to you, young man?
Yes, sir.
And what you said, leaving the church. So we agreed if you leave it, you don't go and have a big announcement and say, talk me out of this if I shouldn't. You just go and do it. And here's what I encourage you to do. Stop all communication with anyone from that church. Why? Have they got you to the truth here in 4 months?
No.
So if you want truth, why would you stay in connection with them?
Yeah.
Maybe say, God, did you bring me some people that care for me and want to show me truth? And go test everything we've said to you to the Word of God. And if what we telling you is true from the Word of God, wouldn't it be better to get your truth from these brothers than from those people that don't have the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think your life should look like moving forward? If you want to leave that church, what's your life going to look like moving forward, do you think?
Putting everything to the test of God's word.
Amen. Amen. And do you think we could help you do that?
Yeah.
We would.
Absolutely.
We would love to help you do that. And so what do you think would be the next step? What would you desire to do?
I don't know.
That's something you got to think about.
Yeah, it's definitely something I do got to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So I have to ask you a question. So based upon the gospel, based upon everything we've said, based upon what God's, you know, showing you to or convicting you about, do you believe you're born again? Okay. And so we're going to hold you to that testimony, and that means you're going to leave all sin and leave all false ways, and you're going to walk in holiness.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to hold you accountable to. God's word, God's ways. We don't make up any man-made traditions. Everything I teach and believe, everything Brother Zealous teaches and believes, we can take you right to the Bible. We don't add Christmas. We don't add Easter. We don't add a pulpit. We don't add lady pastors. We don't add buildings. We don't add taking your money. We don't do that stuff. We go right to the scriptures. And here's what I want to cover. Paul says in 2 Thess 2:15, keep the traditions I've handed down. That's what we're doing. We're keeping the traditions that Brother Paul handed down right from Jesus. That's what we follow. The churches today, your church and all the other churches in America, they're not keeping those traditions. They're keeping Roman Catholic evangelical traditions. You see the big difference?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we want, this is a really big one. This is huge. I don't think we read this yesterday. I want to read it. 2 Thess 2. Nope, 2 Thess 1, sorry. This is why you want to be in the right path.
In the right path?
On the right path. You want to be in the middle of the narrow road that Jesus talked about, the straight way. By the way, he said in Luke 13, strive to enter through the straight way.
Yeah.
That word strive means fight. You're going to be in, you're going to be in for the fight of your life, young man. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Because when you leave there, people are going to try to get to you and go, oh, Alex, don't leave. Come on, we love you. You're our friends. Look at all of us here. We have a great body. The youth club misses you. Maybe some girl you kind of liked calling you, Alex, where are you? You're going to have a fight for your life for the truth of God, and you're going to have to say, no, I want God more than I want people that compromise and live in hypocrisy. And you're going to have to fight your flesh, fight people, not physically, but in the spirit, fight the enemy, and you got to fight your way to the narrow path. And here's why. 2 Thess 1, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking about Jesus coming back in verse 7. He's coming in flaming fire, Alex, to take vengeance on them that don't know God, that do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. You don't want to be on that side, do you, Alex?
No, sir.
Jesus is coming to destroy all these church systems, like the one you go to, or we're going to. I hope you leave. The Catholics, the Evangelicals, the Lutherans, the Pentecostal, the non-denoms. He's coming to destroy everything that's not of the Father. We want to make sure we're walking in the middle of the narrow road, because judgment and fire is coming to everyone who's in the ditches of false man-made religion and Satan's culture. It's like a Sodom and Gomorrah situation. The angel said, get out. God's going to judge it with fire. If Lot and his daughters didn't leave, what would have happened to them?
They did leave and they didn't.
If they didn't leave. What if they would have stayed in Sodom?
They would have gone burned.
Yeah. What if the Israelites would have said, no, God, we're not going to serve you. We're staying in Egypt doing whatever we want. We're not putting blood on the doorpost to protect us. What would have happened? God's wrath would have fallen on them, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So we have to obey God to avoid the wrath of God. The love of Jesus is there for everyone in the world. It's available to whosoever will come. But you do have to repent and come and obey him. And if the church systems won't repent and come and obey him, are they going to get the love of God, or are they going to get the wrath of God?
The wrath.
Yeah. And so we're praising God that you see that, that we've gotten for 2 days to speak truth into you, and we don't want you to suffer the wrath of God, and we want you to walk in holiness and righteousness. Your life will change. Your associations will change. Your plans for the future will change. How you act, talk, live, spend your money, how you dress will change. Everything will change. But remember, I can go back to the first audio, and that's not why I did audios, but I think it's a good thing. God has an audio. He hears everything. You said there's nothing you wouldn't be willing to do to obey the gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what we want to do. We want to be here to help you obey the gospel and walk in his ways to glorify him. And then if you come out and you're holy and your whole life changes, you know what? Your whole family's going to see your transformation. Those people from the church systems will eventually see it when we tell them about it. And you might be a witness and example for some of them to come out.
Yeah.
But if you stay in it like them, how are you pointing the way out?
Yeah.
You're not. Right? You're not.
Yeah.
So my advice to you, well, before I say it, I'm going to ask Brother Zelos. Brother Zelos, this young man, what's your advice to him from where he is right now?
Oh, boy, advice. I'd like to throw the book at you. For right now, it would be, we have this acronym, AEOC. It means All Eyes on Christ. It means that Brother Tupos mentioned it briefly. You are in for the fight of your life. And it's not just outside, it's your flesh. Because churchianity
and spirit.
Has not taught you. Yeah. Churchianity has not taught you one bit as much as they probably should have. I don't know how far you've come with a lot of stuff. You've probably overcome some things that you struggle with. But when it comes to walking in spirit and truth, your flesh is like a raging monster that you need to put down and kill and overcome.
Amen.
And you are in for that fight, and you need to keep your eyes on Christ. And if I can, I'd like to read a scripture here for encouragement for you, if I could.
Awesome.
Ephesians 6, starting in verse 10, Paul says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints." I want to encourage you that we're not just going to help you leave your sin. We want to help you. Alex, do you want to have this armor, and do you want to put it on?
Yes.
We want to teach you what this armor is. I have a whole teaching on it, but we might cover it sometime. What it means to have and walk in the armor of God and fight for Christ. I want to encourage you with that.
Amen. Amen. And you talked about some things yesterday where the enemy attacks you and such, and the answer to those attacks is to get behind God, get behind his word, start obeying it fully by separating from this false church, start testing your life and everything in your life, and start walking in the spirit. And you know what'll happen? When you walk in the spirit, your flesh and the enemy cannot attack you nearly as much. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we want to do. As Brother Zell said, we want to teach you how to put on the armor. We want to teach you how to walk in the spirit. But what you have to do is you have to put down the old and come, walk in the new and follow Christ.
Yeah.
And it's an exciting life. It's awesome. There's nothing better than it. But your flesh is going to tell you, oh, you're going to lose all your friends. And oh, one day you might have to leave your worldly family. And oh, yeah, okay. That's all stuff you're going to leave one day anyway. Christ died for you. Christ died for you. He shed his blood. What will you not do for this glorious Savior?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
So that's our admonition to you. My thank you for that, Brother Zelos. My encouragement to you is go to God in prayer, cry out for strength and wisdom, and then set your course to stay away from that church system and break all connection with anybody there. Cut communication. The other thing I'm going to tell you is you need to cut all internet teachers that you listen to and get in the Word of God alone.
Okay.
Those teachers are going to lead you astray. I can promise you 99.9999% of them are not fully biblical. Where do we get our truth from? We all agreed?
The Word.
Right. We're going to take you to the Word. Do you really need other guys on the internet that you don't even know and you've never met?
No.
No. You don't need them. So one of the things that I make it a prerequisite with people that we help, if you want a Bible study with us and you want help, and we're here to help you, is I ask men to give up the false teachers, or give up all teachers on the internet that they don't know them personally. Those teachers don't care about you. They'll probably take your money if you write them a check, Alex. but they don't really care about your life. They don't communicate with you. They don't edify you, and they're not teaching the sound gospel coming out of the world. Forsake all of that teaching. Become a Berean, as Brother Zealous mentioned. Get in the Word of God, and you don't have to do it alone. God has brought you people to help you and do it with you.
Yeah.
So we would like to, and I know Brother Zealous would spend his time, we would like to personally Bible study with you to help you. Would you be interested in that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. That sounds good. And now we like to text and encourage people. So I have your text, and you already have Brother Zealous' number, and we can text and encourage you scripture and encouragement in the day. We believe what Hebrews 3:13 says. It says, exhort each other daily. That means encourage, admonish, edify, stay in communication with. Exhort each other daily, lest you be caught in the deceitfulness of sin. Let me ask you a question. Will you stand a better chance of walking in holiness and obeying God if you have godly men encouraging you every day and holding you accountable, or you just go to church on Sunday and Wednesday and you do the rest of it by yourself? Which one do you think God would have you do?
The first one.
Yeah. Yeah. Daily edification. So we'd like to start out with you by just texting you and encouraging you. And you can send us scripture. You can send us, you know, pictures of your day. We'll send you what we're doing, you know. And then we'll figure out when we can come and Bible study again, and we'll figure out our next topic. We covered the gospel. By the way, both of us have the gospel on our website. If you go to my website, on the gospel link, click on it. I've got audios that go through faith, repentance, born again, holiness, obedience, and endurance. So if you ever want to go through and take your own time and listen to an audio, I go through with a whole bunch of more scriptures and walk through the gospel there. So you can do that. But we'd like to start encouraging you every day by texting, and then kind of building our relationship and your trust for us, and then figuring out when we can go to the Word of God again and just start walking with you in the truth of God. How does that sound?
Yeah, it sounds great, man.
All right. But we only want to do that. I'm offering it to you, and I know I don't even have to ask Brother Zealous. I know he wants to do it. We're offering that to you, but only based on those two things. Those two things, and I don't know if you can say it right now, or maybe you need to think about it. One, the commitment to leave that false church and not go back there again because you agree it's false. So if you want to go to that false church, I have a question. What good does it do us teaching you truth if you want to go to a false church? Or wouldn't we be wasting our time?
Yeah, it's like when Jesus said, do not throw your pearls to pigs.
Very good.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Very good. So one is leave the false church system. The other one is, I would ask you, is to forsake the internet teachers.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No. I mean, I didn't really, not so recently I started watching them.
Yeah. So. The reason I don't want you doing that is we're going to fill you up with truth. And then if you go listen to a bunch of liars and false teachers that we don't know about and everything, isn't that working against what God wants to do in your life?
Yeah.
We want to teach you truth, and you go to the Word and test us to the Word. You don't need those false teachers online. So if you can agree to those two things, that you'll stay away from your church now and not communicate with all those people and all that, don't try to make reason with all them and that, and stay away from false teachers online, we're willing to invest time in you to train you up in the things of God and see where our relationship goes together. Because we're here to help people. We're here to help you. Whatever you feel God calls you to do, we're here to help you, to encourage you, to help you find a way to do it, to train you up for the work of the ministry, Ephesians 4. But you do kind of have to agree to those two things. Otherwise, it's fruitless. I mean, imagine this, right? Imagine this. You know, if I was a worldly fitness trainer, and you said, oh, please train me, I want to be fit. And I go, okay, I'll train you. And you go, but I eat a whole box of Twinkies every day, and I'm not going to stop.
Yeah.
Why would I waste my time training you for fitness when you want to, you know, shoot yourself in the foot physically?
Yeah.
Well, why would I and Brother Zello spend time casting our pearls to somebody that says, nope, I'm still going to go to this false church, and I'm still going to listen to all these teachers online that don't care about me, and they do teach a lot of false ways. We'd go, well, that doesn't work. We can't do that.
Yeah.
So is that something you need to think about, or is that something you could commit to?
I think that is something I can commit to.
Oh, good. Awesome. Awesome. Well, then, that then where I would leave it is we'll stay in touch via text.
Okay.
And you can ask us any questions. If you have struggles and battles, we're here for you. We can do a video call anytime. Him and I me permanently, because I'm retired, this is all I do. Him for the next 6 months, he is in full-time ministry, preaching the gospel in the streets, helping people. So what perfect timing for God to put us in your path, right, Brother Zealous?
Amen. Can we just use this new forum that was just created for basically keeping in touch and sharing scriptures and everything?
Sure. Yeah.
Because it's there. I mean, the messenger works wonderful, and then whenever it works, like if you're in a lunch break and you have some questions, you can just text us or whatever, and one of us is going to respond almost instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been on the phone a long time, so next time we call, like I said, if you go, hey, I'm on lunch, can anybody talk? We don't have to talk for 2 hours, obviously. We talk for 15 minutes, how you do, encourage you with some scripture, tell us what's going on in your life, we tell you what's going on in our life. This is how biblical saints do it. They share life together and help each other grow up and be godly people, and they reject the world and they reject all the false ways, and you will find accountability with godly people will be tremendous for you.
Yeah.
You're going to grow. You're going to grow a lot. Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How old are you? Did you turn 18 already?
Yeah, I turned 18 back in August.
Oh, back in August. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Wow. You know how blessed you are?
Yeah.
Do you know how blessed you are? That you, at 18... are seeking the truth and being told the truth about man-made religion and the world, and God sent you workers to help you. I never had that, Alex. I came to the Lord when I was 45, and I never had any godly man in my life for many, 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 many years. It was me and my wife striving in the scriptures and the spirit. You know what? He can do it. But when he sends you godly people, that's a huge blessing to grab onto.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You are going to grow 10 times more learning from other men that have walked before you than if you learned all by yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It does. Brother Zealous, you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. It's literally like you're pulling something and somebody reaches out and grabs the rope and helps you pull.
Amen.
It's
good point. Yeah, good point. So
You can do it, but it's twice as hard.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're very blessed that God put us in your path, because we're nothing special, but we are workers of God. And we know God's truth, and we know the truth. We're willing to die for the truth. We love to preach the truth, and we do it in all truth, and we do it for free. Everybody got strings and money and everything attached to it. We don't have any of that attached to it, other than you got to be serious about it. And if we find out that you want to keep false ways and such, well, we can't walk with you if you want to keep false ways. We want you to walk in the truth to glorify God and to the saving of your soul.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So what kind of schedule do you have? You don't go to school full time. You said you're done with your schooling, just waiting for your high school diploma?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just gotta present myself to school on Fridays, just like for attendance wise.
Yeah. So can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What have you thought? What is your future going to be from here? And not so much like all the spiritual stuff, which yeah, we'd love to hear what you think your future is, but like your future, like with a job or where you live and all that. Have you thought about what you're going to be doing?
Honestly, man, I don't really know. Like,
okay.
I really don't know. The first thing I could just say is just leaving it up to God, you know. Whatever calling he has to me, you know, I will answer it. But as of right now, I really don't know.
Okay.
I'm just at that stage where I'm just like, I don't know what I want.
Yeah, well, that's exciting. Because if you're open to whatever God calls you to and you're ready to go completely and drop your net, so I would just tell you this. Sometimes it's the best thing for a young man is to go and get out of his old environment completely and rely on Christ, to just go and get away from all the influences, your family, that old church system. Go and get away. That could be the best thing for you. Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that. It might be scary at 18, but it might be the absolute best thing for you. I think Brother Zealous would tell you that he grew a ton when he left the Hutterites and went alone on his own. Yeah, it was hard, but it probably caused you to grow a lot, didn't it, Brother Zealous?
Oh, yeah. You don't grow when you're being chained down to sin.
Yeah.
and false religion and your old life all has to die. It all has to stay down and lose it, drop it and walk away. I mean, remember what Jesus said when the one guy wanted to go back? He said, no man looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Like,
amen.
No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You've got to do what Paul does. Forget those things which are behind and press forward for the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well said. Well said. So, Alex, you've been gracious and listened and you're attentive. Any questions, any comments, any thoughts, anything tonight?
Nope.
No?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Hopefully you think it was fruitful and worthy?
Yes.
Hopefully you learned a lot?
I did, actually.
Good. So we want you to go and think about everything we said. We want you to go pray about it. And then, as Brother Zello said, let's stay in touch on this forum. But you can text, too. You can text my phone and say, hey, I got lunch. I can be online. Can you talk? And we like to talk every day and encourage and communicate every day and just see where the Lord takes us all as we follow Christ in his kingdom, out of the world and out of the false ways all around us. And we do that, we glorify God together. That's our goal, to glorify God, to see the redemption of you and my brothers and sisters I know and people that we preach to. You're like an example of what we do. We go out into the world, we live different, we fly gospel signs, we have them on our van, we open air street preach. We were watching a brother this morning because it was rainy here. We were watching him preach at a church outside a church. He lives in central Missouri. He was outside preaching at a Baptist and a Methodist church. We got to watch him. That's what we do, and that's how we meet people, and that's how we call people out of the world to salvation. That's pretty awesome. We get to do this.
Yeah.
So you stay in touch. We look forward to hearing any questions or comments from you, and let's talk again real soon and figure out a time where we can get together. We don't have to Bible study for 2 hours at a time. Sometime you get an hour. Let's jump on. Let's go to the Word. And it's good to know maybe ahead of time what we're going to study so we can kind of help you frame it out. But think about, we covered the gospel. If you have areas and you go, I'm not sure my church is really sinful. Why is that sinful? Like you brought up music and you brought up other things. Ask. No question is a dumb question if it's meaningful. And we'll go over it. We'll take you right to the scriptures. We'll prove to you all of that. But think about what you need help in as you move forward. And we're here to study and help you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much.
Yeah, and one other thing. Both of our websites, we each do a daily audio that edifies people. It talks about our day. We'll probably talk a little bit about you, nothing personal, but we'll just talk about you and how we met you. And then almost every day we're posting new articles, new street preaching, new videos. So our websites are there to feed and bless people, and there's tons of stuff there. If you want good, godly material, get off the internet with those teachers. Get with some people you know. Test us to the Word of God, and we're here to help you, and we'll all walk together.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yeah. Quick question to jump in there, sorry. Do you listen to stuff at work?
Like, listen to stuff like what, music-wise?
Yeah, anything. Like, are you allowed to listen to stuff while you work?
Yeah.
Oh, you got, like, earphones or something? Okay.
Yeah.
If you go on Don't Perish, or even my website, there's a page called Ecclesia Gatherings, where all of us, when we gather in the Word and somebody brings a teaching, it has got, literally, we only started uploading these audios probably a few months ago. It's already got like 100 or more audios for you about every different topic you can think of. Just about, we cover them and we keep adding to it pretty much weekly. There's new content and audios and a whole bunch, everything from the Sabbath to the gospel to youth ministry. Everything's gonna be on there. If you want to listen to good edifying things, Brother Tupos has thousands of teaching audios and articles, and the Ecclesia Gathering is gonna have a bunch of relevant topics for you to listen to while you're working if you want to soak yourself in the Word and learn
Amen.
Sound doctrine.
Amen. Good point. And also on our website, we have, I think, yeah, all the way through all the Gospels, we have the Bible on audio, and I think we're working through the book of Acts right now. I've got a bunch of verse-by-verse studies, so there's a whole bunch of stuff that you could go. You could listen to God's Word, you could listen to audios, you could listen to the Ecclesia Gatherings, and it's all there to help feed hungry souls in the truth of God, and it will help you grow up in the things of God.
Amen.
All right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing from you again. Stay in touch, and let's plan another time to get together and Bible study together, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you all so much.
Stay in the Word. Stay off the internet. I do need to ask you, are you still into TV and everything, or have you given all that up?
Nah, I don't really like all that because, I don't know, it's just so time-consuming to me. So, I don't, like, my TV doesn't even work. It stopped working since, like, 2017.
Yeah.
So, like,
we'll talk about it. You know what? Maybe a next good topic would be how we, as believers of Christ following him, should redeem the time. Let's make sure we cover that next time, that we want to be redeeming the time, being in the Word, not watching worldly carnal movies and politics and news and entertainment and video games, but we want to be in the study of God's Word, preparing for service in the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
So maybe we'll study that next on redeeming the time, because directly now, everything that you're doing, you want to be glorifying to God. So as you go forth, remember that. Test everything. Make sure it's godly, holy, pure, not of Satan's kingdom, but of God's kingdom. And then we'll do a study on that next time, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you stay in touch, Alex. We love you in the Lord. Thank you for your time, and we're here for you anytime.
Thank you.
All right. God be praised. Thank you, brothers.
Thanks,
Alex.
God.